Milwaukee and state health officials say the person who died was an adult with a fairly common pre-existing health condition. State Department of Health Services spokesperson Seth Buffelli says having a second ailment can put people who suffer from the H1N1 flu virus at greater risk of complications.
When you're really looking at a weakened immune system, so, you know, if you're a very young child without a strong immune system, somebody who has a pre-existing, you know, chronic health condition that weakens their immune system, if, you know, someone's over the age of 65 or is, you know, in nursing home care, or, you know, really, you know, kind of some of these, you know, chronic conditions that weaken someone's ability to fight off, you know, a virus that for the rest of us, you know, might be relatively mild.
Buffelli says the person who died had been ill for a while and was admitted to a hospital within the last 48 hours. He says there are now 2,071 confirmed cases of swine flu in Wisconsin, a reminder that the flu is still out there.
You know, it hasn't gone away. We're in June, but it's still here. And, you know, we're still monitoring it. People should really, you know, take the necessary precautions, practice good hygiene. If they're sick, you know, don't go to work or, you know, don't go to school while school's still in session.
Buffelli continues to say the high number of cases in Wisconsin is due to the state collecting more samples from people and having them tested faster. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.